Hey, everybody. I do not even know how this is possible, but we are in January 2026, people.
2026, baby.
We're kicking off a new year of kicking ass in business. And Shayna Rose is here today to give us her unique perspective on what it takes to be as close to 100% as possible for yourself, for your business, for your family this year and beyond. I feel like personally in 2025, Shayna's word of the year was routine. And I saw the benefits of that. So Shay, tell us what that's all about for you.
So let's just say that it's impossible to hit 100% showing up for yourself, your business, and your family every single day, 365 days out of the year. Not going to happen. But what we can do is create a routine so that even at your lowest point, just showing up, you're hitting that 70% so that you have a very strong high average of being present in all three of these spaces. So I think that's kind of where we start the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Not to steal Donna's language of pillars, but in my mind, there are three main pillars of establishing balance inside of the chaos. Because let's be honest, the chaos isn't going to change. It's going to ebb and flow with the business. We as business owners have to get really good at finding balance inside of that. And then you have all of these crazy life uncontrollables that are going to happen throughout this year as well. So how do we ground ourselves inside of that? So for me, that first pillar is yourself.
A little bit of self-love, baby.
Self-love, commit to yourself this year. I personally, in terms of my routine, what really has helped maintain anxiety, stress, depression, whatever is going on in that moment, me starting my day off in the gym before I open a work email, open the Slack, start my day out fresh in a very positive space where I'm working on myself. Highly recommend it. And other simple things for thyself, hair, nails, having that on a routine. I know it sounds silly depending on where you're at, but I remember not too long ago, even a couple years ago, where my husband would be on my case, like, why don't you go get your nails done? Why don't you get your hair done? And really just not prioritizing it, whether I didn't want to spend the money or I preferred to spend time with him or the kids or whatever, myself was always last. So Evelyn, talking about other things, that's just for me who I am.
Yeah, we're opposite sides of the cookie, you know, when I think about what I do to reset myself. And I'll say, I'll be honest, in the last year, out of those three categories, I put the self-care last. And I feel like I'm really feeling that and wanting to change that going into this year. But some of the things that when I really am being consistent in my routine and caring for myself, sometimes that looks like taking a bath and closing the door and knowing that no one's going to open it until I come out, or reading a book. You know, one of the best years where I felt the best, I think I read like 15 books that year. My goal had been one a month. I feel like I do a lot of solo time, introverted time, and that kind of counts as self-care. Hell, you could have goals like hydration. I want to drink X number of ounces of water a day to really care for myself and my body. People do deep breathing and meditation as a way to center themselves. It could be grooming and beauty. It could be environmental. Maybe you need a new space in your home that's your self space, or you light a candle that you love every evening, then it's slow down time. Whatever it is that works for you, that makes you feel like you just gave back to yourself, fueled yourself, cared for yourself, don't forget to really not pencil that in, etch it in to your routine this year, because you are giving a lot to other people. You're in a service-based business and you deserve that too.
Yeah, that energy will build and reads. And I think a big one too is giving yourself space to decompress from business. And I can speak to when I was directly in my house working, you can hear your kids, even if you're not watching them. The second you're done, you open the door, they are flying towards you. And if you felt like reactive in your home space, or you felt like you were carrying stress, it was reading the wrong way, you were misunderstood, I felt like that was me a lot of times in those moments where I was misunderstood with my husband, where he was reading a toner and energy that had nothing to do with him. It was just carrying over from something I had just dealt with, but I didn't have the decompression. Take a walk. Give yourself what you need to feel balance and fairness in that space when you enter your home so you can be present in your other pillar where you need to show up for.
You know what I think is kind of hard too in this industry, because your creative work and what you love, design, is also your work and your profession. And so I think maybe a creative outlet might be a good thing to look at for a lot of you guys. Do you doodle or do you bake or something that could channel your creativity in a way that doesn't feel like it's billable anymore? Throwing that out there as something to see if it sticks.
Yeah. So definitely, definitely taking care of yourself. But it really is about the commitment. So whether we said it, whether we didn't say it, it doesn't matter. If you're treating this as an exercise, write down 2 to 3 things that you are going to lock into, and you have to stay committed. And the way at least I stay committed is it goes on the calendar. That's it. It's on the calendar. It's done. No exceptions. I mean, this year, Evelyn shared, you know, I really stayed focused to my routine for myself. And so what did that result in? Every 8 weeks, our executive meetings on Friday, they come onto a call and there I am getting my hair colored. You know, like, so it is what it is. Not acceptable if I was meeting a designer like you. I'm not going to show up onto a call at the hair salon. But for me and my team and what we needed to get done in that time, it's totally fine for me to compound those things. I don't care what I look like, color in my hair, no color in my hair. We're getting the same stuff done.
Do the people in the next chair care? Maybe, but we don't.
Sometimes we sit outside. It's to be expected.
Yep.
So self, definitely, definitely, definitely focusing on yourself. Start your day with yourself.
Something that you really are doing just for you because you want to or because it feels good. And it doesn't have to benefit anyone else around you, because when you are feeling great, that will benefit the people around you. So be a little selfish. We give you permission to do that in 2026 and beyond.
Yep. Start the day with self. Make sure you give yourself a transition between work and self.
So funny that you say start the day, because mine would always be to end the day. That just shows our opposite sides.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say there's 3 key moments. There is the start. There is your transition from work to family, where you need to give yourself a little pocket of self. And then, yes, there is that end of day closeout for self and whatever your evening routine is to kind of calm yourself down and your energy prior to maybe transitioning to that family pillar. So that's self.
Do it.
The other one that's connected to self is family. We'll keep the hot and heavy one towards the end, but family needs a similar level of focus.
I would even branch it out and just say your love, whether it's your friendships around you, family, meaning your extended family, yeah, what true. You're giving to them, your core family. Yeah, relationships.
Your relationships need focus. That's a good point, because without actually you introducing that, where I feel like I could be better is in that friendship category of relationships, and that would totally falter off. As business owners, there's so much going on. We feel we are responsible for everything. And sometimes it does feel like I've fallen short in that mom department when someone maybe doesn't have as stressful as a job or as long of an hours as a job, and they can be taken to all the activities, or they're doing more with their families. And that just really comes down to putting focus into it. So for us and our family, something we've talked about doing is putting on the calendar every single month a super special family adventure, whether that be to the Nassau Space Center or the zoo or whatever it is. One massive, fun-filled, we've got to get in the car, drive maybe an hour or two to where we're going. Also, focusing on date nights. Would love to do a date night every week. It's not really realistic. So realistic goal of that every other week approach. We have a date night of some kind, even if it's just a picnic, even if it's just we're going to ride our bikes without the kids, whatever that looks like. And lastly, for me, in terms of family, is boundaries, not allowing that business to infiltrate the boundaries that I'm establishing so that I can be present for my kids. That's one I did not succeed at this year at all.
Yeah, like putting your phone face down and walking out of that room is so freaking powerful. I feel like that crosses the boundary between I'm doing it for myself and I'm doing it for those around me and my relationships. It can be simple.
And it's things like this, guys. I used to always think 9 to 5 was the schedule. I don't know. I'm just one of those. 9 to 5, no excuses. You leave all your outside the door. No one cares. I mean, this is probably just all the things that were fed to me early days, but now not the case. Next year, guys, Monday's coming. Just so everyone knows, I'm shifting my schedule. It'll be like from 7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on a Monday, because you know what? I'm taking Mila to her new dance class, and that dance class starts at 3. And that's what it is. My day is shifting earlier. I'm not going to tap in after. That is just what the Monday schedule is. I believe in a 40-hour work week, but it doesn't mean it has to be 9 to 5. And I will have hours now much earlier on my schedule on a Monday and longer and later on a different day of the week. And that's okay because I'm putting family also as a pillar of priority. And I'm not talking to a client while I'm sitting at dance class, which I also did that last year. It can wait. These things can wait, your kids realize. At least that's my take on the situation. You know, at 3.5, she's starting to realize when mommy is not responding to her and is like, "Are you hearing me?" Like, oh, damn.
Yeah. And you know, your routine, it could look different. It could be, my husband has such a great routine where when he drives home, he calls someone different from his life each day on that drive. And he has the strongest friendships, especially for someone who lives out of the country of half of these people. He has such strong friendships of people who would show up to ride or die for him. And it's because he puts in the time. He cares about that. He calls them, he checks in on their life, how it's going week after week. Or some people are on a biweekly schedule, you know? But I feel like that really fuels him, that social interaction, knowing that he's keeping up with people and showing that priority to them in their lives. I feel like for some people, I feel like a lot of times it's men. But in thinking about relationships, it could also be about sharing the load. Like there's the fun part of prioritizing your family and saying, I'm going to put my phone down and play and be totally present. There's also the, I'm going to switch off from time to time and be the one emptying the dishwasher because I didn't do it yesterday and somebody's got to do it. However you're building it into your routine, we're not trying to tell you what to do, but we're just trying to share that we think you'll feel your best when you are actively making a priority to put energy into these three places and leave some of that guilt behind that so many of us feel at the end of a day when we just feel like we didn't get to everything, or it's like, what did I fail at today? If you're setting your routine so that you can at least say you did your best in these categories in the way that you plan to, I feel like you'll feel a lot less of that and a lot more of the okay, and hell yeah, let's get to it tomorrow.
100%. We're making some laws, people. These are laws for 2026 that you're going to live by.
The foot is down.
And you will attract, ooh, see what I did there? You will attract everything that comes following that. So those are the two fun ones, let's just say.
Sometimes. It depends on how you look at it.
Now let's talk about the money. So switching gears, we're focusing on the business element. This is that routine that's going to metamorphosis throughout your journey. So maybe what you establish and commit to in the beginning of the year, there's strong potential that that will take a transition 6 months in and you will have to adjust that. But when we were talking about business, we wanted to be cautious to not share our routines because we very much know that our routine in managing 30 plus people or wherever we're at now is very, very different than most designers just like you listening, where it's yourself. We're a very small fraction of support. So we've categorized this a little bit differently. There's two sides of the business that we want to create a routine around. We've got the foundation of the business, and we have your active projects that are going on. And those two things need an established routine. Inside of your foundation, what you need to be working on recurring is the development of your system of procedures, your marketing, and your team development and data optimization. Will get into these three buckets. How you do it, the frequency of this is all differential based on who you are, where the business is at. So you're going to create, again, this is mostly about commitment. Whatever you are putting on your calendar, you are committing to, with no exceptions,
non-negotiable,
other than you are creating an enhancement to something that you established at the beginning. Enhancing is allowed. We will allow enhancements,
mm-hmm.
but you are committing to what we are going to show up for. So we'll dive into some of these little things of foundation to get the wheels turning on what you should be working on a recurring basis. And then we'll go into some active project strategy. So foundation, system of procedure, so much conversation. Evelyn, I mean, there's probably so many episodes we can point them to on system of procedure.
Oh, yeah. And more coming, honestly.
Yeah. This is the heart and soul. We talk about the nucleus of the business being the pricing model, but what keeps the membrane, the gosh, I need to learn more about science.
Let's not go with science metaphors. You have found our weak spot, people.
It is your processes. Simply, as you are working to grow, as you are working to put people on your team or put more people on your team, we have to create written documentation and processes. It's a massive feat. It's why people buy franchises. You just want to make a tiny, small, consistent effort every single week that you're bringing attention to it for yourself. You might be telling your assistant, I want you to work on this an hour a week and start writing down protocols and how-tos as I start showing you what to do. Whatever it is, there needs to be consistent effort to your written system of procedure.
It's the training manual of the business. It's everything documented, and it can also include what are those daily, weekly, monthly, annual must-dos so that things don't fall off and it's not all to you anymore. You're supposed to be the leader of your company. That doesn't mean you have to be the manager of every aspect of the business, but you will be the manager and the micromanager until you have the documentation to support you and the reports to keep you in control of it all.
Yeah. Now, there are two things that we support in system of procedure. You're like, I just don't know how to do it, or I'm way too busy to lead this strategy. I understand why I need it and all the things. There are two ways that we facilitate, and you would be working with Samantha. She's phenomenal at building these out and really understands all the insane detail that goes into documenting that process. It's not simple. It's you want someone to be able to pick up this manual and operate their job with email templates and everything spits out the way you want it. So sometimes we think about it too simply. It's a very, very detailed document. Two ways to work with her. Either you're good at technology and simply all you will need to do is commit 1 hour a month to this. You will have to commit to submitting videos. That's why we say tech savvy. Because Samantha will be asking for bite-sized videos throughout the week so that they can use those to create the documentation. And then on a monthly basis, you're showing up, you're meeting with Samantha, she's reviewing the documentation, you're enhancing live together, no action items after that, we rinse, repeat. Not good technology, not a big deal. You've just got to put a little bit more face time to this. So you might be meeting with Samantha every other week for about an hour and a half so she can pull out everything she needs so that that documentation can continue to progress while you're not on the call. So need support with that. Need to make sure we lock in to consistent accountability. Definitely reach out. We will definitely help you make sure that we make progress every single month. And at the lowest level of commitment, you're tech savvy, you're comfortable with sending videos, you meet with Samantha once a month. It's a $525 monthly investment that I've been saying to people. I promise you, whether it takes a year, 2 years, 3 years, you will return with the biggest thank you. When the time comes for you to really, really need that in your growth or your overturn, you will be so thankful that you invested that time.
And it will pay you back in every single year of business after that.
It is your insurance policy, honestly, to all the hard work that you're putting in as you grow. So that's system of procedure. Second main thing you got to throw onto this calendar centers around marketing. And this is something that Evelyn can kind of dive into more, but we've talked on a previous episode in terms of you being the marketing vessel and you are needing to reach out and build relationships with other business affiliates working with your client.
No matter how big or small your marketing strategy, no matter how big or small your marketing budget, don't let that foundation go.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't. That is the driving force. You are the center. It is probably your name on the company. you've got to be doing it. Put it on the calendar.
You got to block time every single week. You're emailing for outreach or give that to your assistant to do that on your behalf. And at minimum, every other week, you're meeting. Better yet, at least a weekly meeting, whether that's virtual or in person, staying accountable to that. This is what happens every time I meet someone who is like, and again, this just happened yesterday.
I'm so slow. The phone's not ringing.
I'm like, okay, so what's your pipeline? Oh, nothing, but I don't even feel like I could take anything on. I'm so busy. No, wrong. Those are the moments where you need to keep going. You need to not be putting that into the universe. You need to be meeting with these builders, inviting the work in, and come to your operations team and be like, okay, I have concerns. We're in a point of growth. That's great. When you hit that point where you're ready to say no, you're going to deter your growth by saying no. And you're going to stop doing all these necessary internal foundational things that you need to keep your momentum going. Again, you will stop your own growth. It will come from you. So on the calendar weekly, your outreach on the calendar weekly or biweekly, you're doing that networking, you're meeting. You might have things like if you're at the point where you're paying for someone like Evelyn as a fractional CMO to run your strategy, you might be having monthly meetings.
Yep. Mostly monthly. Let's review performance from the previous month. Let's talk about how we're going to iterate going into this month. Let's make sure everything's coming from the authentic place of what's top of mind with you. And I'll see you next month to make sure it's still working the way we expect it to be or if there's something new that we want to implement.
Yep. And there are loads of other recurring things inside of marketing.
Totally.
Evelyn, I'm sure you could share that with your teams in terms of like ad management. Like it just depends if you're delegating or you're doing it yourself.
The strategy is so variable. So again, we're not trying to dive into what your routine should be, but there needs to be time on your calendar dedicated to the success and the performance tracking of your marketing initiatives. If you're like, okay, I blocked my calendar because you told me to, but I have no idea what to be doing, come to me, schedule a call. I got you. We can definitely go into the specifics there. I think this is also something that can kind of bleed. So look at your calendar and what makes more sense. This one can kind of go in between. Is this your relationships networking time or is this your active project time? But this is where you can be sending those thank you notes to clients. Many of you are doing client gifts. That is going to lead to repeat business, to referrals. So you can think of that as part of your engine here, or you consider that part of your active projects, which we're going to get to, but just to make sure it gets said.
Exactly. And that last little bucket, it depends on where you're at and how heavy this is, would be team development.
Mm-hmm.
This might be something like reports where you're evaluating pipeline, design fees that you close, hours of pipeline in the future. It can get very specific and very detailed as you grow. Often these deliverables start accumulating as you go on. In the beginning, it might simply be something on your calendar once a month that's like, stop and pause. And do you have a lot of work going on? And do I need to add a person to my team? Do I want to think about delegating a component of this business? I haven't delegated in the past. You want to keep challenging yourself. My husband is like the biggest one that challenges my brain when you're like, I can only do that. It's me. Challenge yourself. Is that actually truthful? Can I delegate up to 80% and just keep that last final 20% of the piece? But you have to give yourself space and capacity to also just think about the business. Where is it right now? And where is it going? That's the simplicity of that.
I feel like that is truly maybe even its own category within like your CEO time, looking at the financials, allowing yourself to be the idea person. Those thoughts can often be so derailing. If you were in your marketing time that you've blocked for yourself, thinking about every single avenue you could ever go in the future, maybe not so productive, but your time as the visionary, your time as the CEO, allowing yourself to have that dedicated time to think about growth, to think about strategy, you're going to benefit from that because that means you're not spiraling at other times of the day that are supposed to be dedicated to one of the other many categories you're building into your routine.
And I will say that that is for me something that I am also working to enhance into my routine in 2026. Stopping the shower sessions, the garage walks, because The day was filled with meetings, all the meetings I need to work on the foundation of the business, to keep things going, to work on active projects, everything that we're talking about. But just thinking about the business, like Evelyn just said, is definitely something that comes with a big layer of guilt, I feel like, for a business owner. Like, it almost feels like a waste of time. It's obviously not. It's kind of funny to be like, waste of time. But to block, that's been a self-limiting thing for me. To block for my team to see I'm just working on the business feels funny, even though it's like there's so much to do. Every time I find a pocket where I can work on the business, like, oh my God, I found this and I found this and I found this, and I'm digging into time logs or I'm analyzing someone's workflow, and there's so much outcome that comes out of a literal 15-minute pocket that I'm like, okay, let me go investigate this. And I have like a little list of investigation that I want to do. It shouldn't be like that. It should be, I've dedicated time every single week to look inwards on the company, to be having opinions so I can delegate to leaders or assistants or whatever your organization looks like, not just if something's under fire or you're pushing in a new initiative, just to make sure the day-to-day is looking as it should look consistently.
Or we have clients who always seem to be out of control about the money. Maybe in your routine, you need to have some financial habits. Check your balances. Go check your bank account. What came out yesterday? I don't know. I'm thinking for you. I'm thinking big with you guys. Maybe that's where you tend to start to spiral in your business. So just set some time dedicated to giving yourself the answers and the peace that you need to feel empowered, that you know what's going on and you know what's happening in your business, in a way that allows your client time to be creative, and in a way that allows yourself time to be selfish, and in a way that allows your family time to be fully present. This is what we want for you guys. This will balance out that frequency that we tend to feel from interior designer business owners that we work with. We understand it. We're certainly not judging it. We just want it to come down. We want those shoulders to relax. We want you to feel good inside your day. And we feel that setting these basic categories into your routine is what's going to allow that.
And listen, we are here for your support. No human is a perfect human.
Or if you are, tell us your secrets.
Yeah, for real.
If you're out there, we want you as the guest on this podcast. Please come find us.
Yeah, you must be an alien because I just don't believe. I just can't believe. We all need support. We all need help. We all have strengths and weaknesses. Without a monthly meeting with Evelyn for metrics, reporting, and tracking, we would not have years of the data I always knew I wanted. I always knew I wanted it. But we have that meeting. And even if she doesn't have time to dump the data, we're doing it together. It's an active call every single month where we're getting that data on the board. Now, the analysis of that data doesn't 100% matter that much to me until the end of the year where we have all 12 months of it. So it's more so the initiative every single month that we're collecting that so that we can have that analysis at end of year. So don't judge yourself. If you lock yourself into a routine and you catch yourself already in the beginning of the year not doing what you said, come to us and we will lock in some form of accountability. Whether it's like the money, like Evelyn said, money flips me out. I don't understand what I'm making on a consistent basis. I feel like I should have more money than I do. That's been something that's been said by designers. I don't know where my money is going. Then we need to have a monthly meeting and look at the bank statement. These are things that you could do on your own, but again, no judgment. You're just not doing them. Who cares? We're going to have a monthly meeting. We're going to pull your statements.
I will automate a Slack that goes out to you every morning that says, did you drink a glass of water and take your multivitamin? If you're starting small, I'm here for it. That's you giving yourself what you need to feel good. Good, better, best. Let's start in January 2026. I challenge you to at least put good on the board in each of these categories, and then don't let yourself slack off. And guess what, guys? I'm working on it too. Shayna has been a good year into it and she's still working on it. There's like been many things you've said just in this conversation. I'm going to do better about that. But we're all going to do it together. We are here for you guys. We're going to keep reminding you and hammering it home on this podcast. So we believe in you and we want this to be your best year yet.
And I'm lastly going to leave with start small. You know, when I first started going into my self-care routine, it started out as a 2-day-a-week thing. That's it. I proved to myself I could make that commitment. Then 3 months into that, I said to them, I'm going to do 5 days a week. I had a trip planned. I'm like, when I get back from this trip, I'm doing 5 days a week. Did I want to do 5 days a week? No, but I said I was. And I was on a mission this year to just do what I said, because I had fallen into the past couple years and my husband being like, not listening to me anymore, because what I kept saying, I was never doing. And that was my trigger to make a change.
Like, oh, hell no, I'll prove him wrong this time.
Yeah, exactly. So if you need that, find that wherever it is inside yourself.
And we'll be your motivators. If that's what you need, we'll help be your motivator. It has to come from within. I can't say it's going to be like just us.
Has to come from within.
But certainly we can help you.
Yeah, not going to be easy. Just make the commitment and just show up. Whether it's you're showing up and walking into the gym, whether you're committing to that meeting and you're showing up to yourself, whether you need accountability to get your organized at the beginning of the week. We skipped active tasks.
So true.
We went only into foundation. We didn't even talk about active tasks.
Active projects.
I'll give you just a little synopsis on active projects to think about. Beginning of week, midweek, end of week. This is really depends on where you're at. So if you need help with establishing active project routines, we talk about this in our assistant onboarding. We establish this routine because I think it's very important. But at the beginning of the week, you are setting yourself and your team up for success. You are, as the leader.
Prioritization.
You have to tell them what and when you want it and in what order. And you yourself need to know how to operate in that pathway. And then midweek, you're reviewing for feedback and increased delegation if need be.
Reprioritization.
Yep. End of week looks like reports to either clients, internal reports, close out, final versions of things being sent out, and rinse and repeat. So that's just a simple one for active projects. But don't forget to layer in. It's so funny. It's usually we're so focused on active projects. Your brain will think, let me create a routine that keeps my projects going. Foundation is usually the piece that's missed. We really focused on foundation. I think that was important, but don't forget your active projects and your team needs a routine to live inside of.
So true.
But like I said, you're working with our assistants. That is a part of our onboarding process. That is the meeting that I take throughout your assistant onboarding with you that helps you establish this, not just with yourself, but for your assistant. So your assistant can equally succeed with you and align the expectations of what your goals are and to help you stay accountable inside of this machine.
Totally. I'm so glad that came up in what we said was going to be our leave off, our last thing. But thank goodness we got there. But ultimately, you guys, we got this. So let's do it. 2026, baby.
That's it. Whatever you say you're doing now, send it in. It will be fun to turn around at the end of this year and look at what your commitments have done for you, your family, and your business.
Amen to that. Bye, y'all.
Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. If there's one thing we hope you take away from this conversation, it's that showing up at 100% every single day isn't always realistic, but creating a routine that keeps you at a solid 70%, even on your worst days, now that's the game changer. When you commit to routines across the three pillars, yourself, your relationships, and your business, you're building a foundation that can handle whatever chaos comes your way.
And remember, this is not about perfection. It's about the commitment. Whether you're starting your day in the gym, blocking time for date nights, or finally documenting those systems and procedures, the key is to get on a schedule and start showing up. No exceptions and no excuses. Start small, prove to yourself that you can do it, and build from there.
So here's your challenge for 2026. Write down 2 to 3 commitments in each of those three pillars and put them on your calendar. And if you catch yourself slipping, because let's be real, we all do it, don't judge yourself. Just come to us. We will help you lock in the accountability you need to stay on track.
Whether that's monthly meetings to review your financials or building out a marketing strategy that actually works for your routine, we've got you covered. We know where you're struggling because we've been there, and we're here to help you find balance inside the chaos.
And don't forget about your active projects. At the beginning of each week, set yourself and your team up for success with clear priorities. At midweek, take time to review and reprioritize. When the end of the week comes, close things out and send out those reports. Rinse and repeat. If you need help establishing that rhythm, especially if you're working with an assistant, that's exactly what we cover in our assistant onboarding process.
So, if you'd like to talk through your own business challenges, get support with your routine, and explore how our fractional support model can help you scale, you can schedule a free call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or check the link in the show notes.
And remember, you can leave us an anonymous voice note with your questions at fordesignerbusiness.com or in the show notes for this episode. We'd love to hear from you, and your questions might even be featured on a future episode.
Thank you so much for joining us. We believe in you, and we want 2026 to be your best business year yet. So let's do this together, routine by routine, relationship by relationship, result by result.
Start small, stay committed, and impress yourself with what happens next. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.